Steward, Sister, Battle Creek, Michigan, August 19, 1862. Dear Sister Steward, I commenced a letter to you some time since, but was called away. It was mislaid, and I never finished it. I received yours in due time and should have answered immediately, but for the piece my husband wrote in the review, which expresses my mind, although I am not fully settled in regard to taking up arms, but this looks consistent to me. I think it would please the enemy for us to obstinately refuse to obey the law of our country, when this law is not against our religious faith, and sacrifice our lives. It looks to me that Satan would exult to see us shot down so cheaply, for our influence could not have a salutary influence upon beholders as the death of the martyrs. No, all would think we were served just right because we would not come to the help of our imperiled country. Were our religious faith at stake, we should cheerfully lay down our lives and suffer with Christ. Now is the time we are to be tested, and the genuineness of our faith proved. Those who have merely professed the faith without an experience will be brought into a trying place. Young and old should now seek for an experience in the things of God. A superficial work will not avail now. We must have the principles of truth wrought deep in the soul and practice it in our life, and then we shall be girded with strength in the day of trouble and conflict before us. We must trust in God now. His arm will sustain us. Our journey west was so rapid we could obtain but little rest. We traveled much nights and arrived home in the night from Chicago almost worn out. Yet we attended the tent meeting at Newton. It was an excellent meeting. Returned home 14 miles after the Sunday afternoon meeting. I was too weary to rest that night, and the next day was very sick. I was in as severe pain as I ever suffered. No remedies within our reach gave me the least relief. We at length called for the brethren to pray for me. My husband anointed me, and I was immediately healed, arose and dressed, and praised God for his merciful kindness, that he was a present help in time of trouble. I have felt like dedicating myself anew to the work of God. My children have borne with great weight upon my mind, and it has been a question with me. Shall I devote my whole interest to them, to instruct and lead them to the Savior? Or shall I, must I, leave them in this evil age, much of the time without our watchful care, as orphans, and trust them with a merciful God? My mind, after months of burden and severe trial, has decided to go and bear my testimony and labor as faithfully as I can for the salvation of my children, believing God will turn the current of their thoughts and lead them to his own cross to accept pardon of their sins from him. I must, I will, throw off home cares. I cannot suffer my mind to be divided. My whole interest must be in the work of God. We hope you are all trying to overcome in Mauston and win an immortal crown. May the Lord grant you grace in this trying time to persevere and at last come off victorious overcomers. In much love to yourself and husband.